Good evening, good evening. We'll be learning tonight the end of Siman Shin Vav, Beis Hashem, starting from Sif Yud Beis. Yesterday we spoke about a Zionistic question. Today we're going to be discussing about another. Do you know there's various organizations in Eretz Yisrael, Cholila, some wissen that there's people, there's especially young girls at times, and from non-Fum backgrounds at times, have you heard of some organizations, young girls, and they go and they end up in Arab villages? If you've heard about this, they go there and whatever, they're first and friendly and nice and all that, and eventually they end up there. So the question is, there's various organizations who deal with this and try to get this. Once they're there, it's very hard for them to get out, nearly impossible to get out, and it needs big enterprise to actually get them out of those Arab villages. My question is going to be, we're going to be discussing tonight, what happens if the girl goes there and there's an organization that would like to free her and save her from such a Arab village and Arab surrounding, but the only way they can actually save her and get out of there is on Shabbos, by doing Chilul Shabbos. Would this be permitted, yes or no? There's no pikuach nefesh involved in my scenario. There's no pikuach nefesh, she'll be okay, but we're talking about getting out of an Arab village.
It's like somebody's been kidnapped in a way, like a ransom.
She's safe. She's physically safe.
Yes, but I still think you can do it.
Why?
Because she could otherwise, God forbid, be converted.
Converted. Yeah, good. So okay, good. You're saying it's mutter because of conversion. Yeah. Good.
And she could end up marrying a Muslim.
Muslim.
So
Muslim.
The quicker you get her out, the better.
Pardon, she?
The quicker you get her out, the better.
The quicker, the better. Good. Okay. She'll be Mechal very good. She'll be Mechal Moshe Shabbos. If we have Mechal Shabbos once, we'll save her from many Chil Shabboses. Good. Okay, we'll be discussing about that. What about if there is... does it make a difference as to whether she was negligent or she was an oinus? What if she was pulled away, she was misled, and she ended up there? Does it make a difference if she was misled or she was by own accord? Does it make a difference or not? Saying, will you even say that if it was her own accord, her own decision, she chose herself to go there, fully understanding that it's not... She's still... Shalom Aleichem. fully understanding that she's going to that kind of place. So if she's onus, it's one thing, but if it's a conscious decision to make, then what would be the case then? Still should do it. So again, we're saying now that it is permitted to go into Chilul Shabbos to save a person from this girl who is now in a Muslim village. You're allowed to go and get out of there, even if they include Chilul Shabbos. Okay, that's what we're saying. Okay, and whether she was kidnapped or she was a conscious decision, we're saying, okay, so we'll speak about that mitzvah shortly. That was very much tied to Seif Yudalot. We'll get there shortly, mitzvah Hashem. The final Seif of Siman Shivov. Now we're going to be learning Seif Tezvov, Seif Yud Beis. We spoke yesterday about purchasing and acquiring land in Eretz Yisrael. Today we'll be discussing about Ashavas Aveda. That's if you'd base, top bottom of page 198. So Mutal Achis B'Shabbas Al Aveda. If a person has a lost object, and he found a lost object, B'Shabbas on Shabbos Al Aveda, Afilu Dovah She'Oso Letalteloi. So say you found a certain item, are you allowed to proclaim it on Shabbos in Shul? It's a large shul, a big public, you know, to say, okay, I found this and this item. Does it belong to anybody, lost anything? Can you come forward with a simonim or not? So the chiddush of it is, you have to proclaim it, is that what would be the halacha if it's a mukta item? An item which cannot be carried. So it was an item that was found with, you know, a wallet was found with a driving license, a lot of money in there. And, you know, driving license may not be a good example because you obviously know it is, but a wallet with a lot of money in there, and a purse, obviously it's also betiltul. It was found, and you want to proclaim now that I found this item in shul. Can you do that on Shabbos or no? Perhaps because also betiltul, you wouldn't be allowed to proclaim it on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here: mota lehachis b'Shabbos al aveda. You are allowed to proclaim and announce on Shabbos this lost object. Hafilu dovah she'osel betiltul. Even if there is something, an item which is also to carry, it's mukta item. Nevertheless, it is permitted to proclaim it in public. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot Mem Ches tells us,
The one who is own and he knows anything about it is going to come and speak about it. He's going to come forward. This is part of Chavetz Shemaim, Chavetz Mitzvah, which is permitted on Shabbos. He also, Shabbos Aveda is obviously a mitzvah to return the lost object on to his rightful owner. Is a mitzvah to Reisus, so therefore that's called Chavetz Shemaim, and a person is allowed to discuss this on Shabbos. What about a goish, an item which belongs to a goy? And we know that Shabbos Aveda is different to a yid, which is a proper mitzvah. When it comes to a goyish item, So what's the halach if it belongs to a goy? And you're not going to proclaim it in shul, but you're going to stand outside the tube station and say, "I found this item. Does it belong to anybody? I found this that kind of item." But yeah. No mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, hence there is no heter to do that. You shouldn't be able to speak about it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'noagu l'hach is gam al avedes en Yehudi." The minhag is, says the Mishnah Berurah, the custom is also to proclaim about goisha, lost objects, mipnei darkei shalom, because of the ways of shalom. You want to be peaceful and good public relations with the goy. Uvimokum sakon pshita, if there's any danger involved, obviously it's mutter. But even without that, it is permitted to. It's permitted to proclaim because we want to get on with the goyim, and if they're aware that we are trying to return their objects, it's going to be permitted. So although there is no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda per se, but because of Darkei Shalom, it's permitted to do that. This is an important heter that we're allowed to do this with the Darkei Shalom. I remember I had when I was a child, I found one an object, and I asked this. It wasn't Shabbos, but it was as well. It was in a public. Yeah, it was quite a valuable purse, and I found it, and I was a child, and I was quite excited because there was money in there, but then I asked my Rav, and he told me then that I remember as a child he told me that, you know, Darkei Shalom is, you're not going to lose out if you try to make a point of proclaiming it, and I did. I hanged up a few things, and I tried, although, again, Mitzvah Shavida, he was in a public area where there's most people are not eaten. And he contacted me, and I found it, and he was a goy taker. And when he asked me about, I made a point of telling him that I'm a Yiddish boy. And he said, "Oh, you know, it's very interesting. I don't think that, you know, you should be proud of your culture, that you've been encouraged to do such a thing." And he made a big roshim on him. He was an elderly gentleman, and I could see he made a roshim on him. So we see that Darkei Shalom, there's definitely an element of Darkei Shalom, and Mishnah Berurah encourages us to do that. Now Mishnah Berurah goes on and he speaks about Aveid, Kosu Achonim, to Adin Shemot Rahachis, Beshabbas Al Gneva. If somebody's a lost item, I think what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about over here, something is not lost, but a stolen object. So if an important item was stolen, and you want to proclaim it, I believe probably it's in order that if somebody is approached to purchase something by the ganav, so you know this item was stolen, this valuable item, this jewelry, this important, this was stolen from me, and if somebody approaches, you know, come to me because it's really mine. So I think that's what you're referring to. That would you also be mutzah. This is not a shavas aveda, but you're avoiding a stolen object to move from hand to hand. That also permitted to do on Shabbos. But the more continues. Mutar lehatir char meitzibo b'Shabbos. Char meitzibo b'Shabbos. Hafal pishein lotzorich Shabbos. A public char meitzibo means a public cherem, which has been established, can be released and cancelled on Shabbos. Hafal pi, although shein lotzorich Shabbos, although it's not Shabbos related. Hoil sent vu yoim knuf yel rabim. Sent there's a public day. Shabbos is the day that people gather. People assemble on Shabbos. Therefore, have a case to grab. It's considered eski rabim to show, which is permitted da bebon, which is permitted to discuss. So, aval ein machrimin be Shabbos, to make actually cherem on Shabbos, and needed to excommunicate somebody on Shabbos. That's also kim medover shul tzorich Shabbos, unless it's Shabbos related. But again, to cancel a cherem, a cherem tzibur on Shabbos, that's okay because you want people to know about it. That's permitted to cancel off cherem tzibur is permitted. But if it's to put somebody in cherem or to actually publicize, to actually institute and establish on Shabbos, that would be also. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about What about, interesting Shaila, what would you say, Rabbi Yisai, if there is, we know that in previous generations, there used to be markets, you know, Leipzig had a very big market, and people used to go from all over Europe, from many cities would go there for a market, which would take a few months' time. People would go purchase their schoire for the whole year's worth of sale. And imagine there's a person there that would like, he says, you know, this gentleman over here, you're in this big marketplace, obviously there's minyanim going on Shabbos and on weekdays, and so this individual over here, people have to know that he just doesn't pay his debts. He owes me a fortune and a half from last year, never paid me, and here he is again, and he wants to purchase merchandise for the forthcoming year. Watch out for him. Watch out. He's not a reliable guy. If a person comes forward and he wants to for the public's sake and benefit to proclaim and announce publicly that this individual is a person that owes a lot of money and has got debts, would I be permitted to do on Shabbos? On Shabbos? Yes. Yes. Would you be permitted? Why is that? Nezek. So kerabim, so kerabim. It's no worse than a shidduch. Yeah, shidduch is permitted because it's talking mitzvah. It's a mitzvah matter. That's why it's permitted. Yeah, financial loss. It's not mitzvah, but it's a loss aspect which should be permitted.
But these days, you'd have to be absolutely 100% sure, because otherwise, in these
absolutely,
days,
well, we correct. Absolutely, we are assuming that is evidence, and it's absolutely established that this is the reality. The Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Bach, and I'm towards the end of Sifkot Nun Aleph. He says, "Kosev Bach Sof Simon Shin Zayin." The Mashal Nogim Yeridim. He does market Shashamish that the Shamish the Gabe Koyre Mitoich Haksav. He reads from a written note. Mishemuchah Mishem Chavoysa. People who has a lot of debts, a lot of chavos, and he's been put in cherem by the Rabbonim, by the Bezdin, Avik Is Kerabim. That is considered public needs. Telulezay. Without that, or you nifsodin chavos. We call Masamatan. Without that, it's a huge, it would be a huge financial loss for some individuals who are trying to save people from substantial financial loss, and this is very important. And if we don't do that, people are going to end up in massive problems and issues. And we're trying to avoid that. We're trying the business to be running smoothly. No rav and no dayan, no bezin. It's got the power and authority to cancel that. Yes, it is permitted. And in fact, it appears from the Bach and the Mishnah that encourages this to take place. We're trying to withhold. It's like a protection. It's a civil protection act that people should be empowered to have the means of proclaiming people who are owing money. So and that is well established. Mishnah Berurah says Shinagul Hokelif Nikam Gdolim. This has been established in front of Gdolim, and this is good practice. This is fine. This is a good thing to do. So yes, this is fine. Yes. Now, Sif Yud Gimel tells us Lahachiz b'Shabbos al Karka Nimka. What about proclaiming on Shabbos about the sold lands, informing the public this land has been sold? So there's a certain land that we're not quite sure it belongs. Does it belong to anybody or not? You've got this large field, and we're not quite sure, does it belong to anybody? Is it inherited piece that nobody knows about? Or is it indeed available? Is it for sale? We're not quite sure. So in order to avoid that, we want to do the following. We want to proclaim on Shabbos, when everybody's there, packed of people, everybody's there, the whole shul, we're assuming that everybody, the whole community is about. Okay, listen here. This land over here is for sale. If it's yours, let us know, and you can guard the rights of keeping it. It's going to be yours. But if it's yours, come now. You've got 24 hours to come, and let us know of your ownership. Show us your deeds, show us that it's yours, and you'll be fine. But if you do not come, if nobody shows up within 24 hours, we are going to sell this land, and you're going to lose your rights towards this land. Is this permitted also to do on Shabbos? If you do it on a Thursday morning in shul, nobody's going to be there. Monday mincha, nobody's going to be there. On Shabbos morning, you want to do it because that's when everybody is there. Can we do this? No. Shulchan Aruch teaches us lehachiz b'Shabbos, to proclaim and announce on Shabbos al karka nimka, for sold lands. Shekol mishyesh lo ischus, whoever's got a right or love on this land, Yova should come forward, v'yagid should come forward and speak. And if he doesn't come forward, he should lose chus or his rights of the land. That's also says Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to do that. V'chein also, yeah. So why is that also? So the Mishavoy explains if Kotten und Dalet Vim Lav Yabet Chusoy. If he doesn't come, he's going to lose his chus. Davke Bechiah Gavn also. Only in this particular case it is also Tavke Kedon Esadin, because there is a certain element of judgment and psak involved in this. However, the Shamash proclaims in the following manner, and he says, "Kol mi sheish lo schus, if you've got a schus, come forward, yovo v'yagid. Havul pi sheish takona be'ir, sheim lo yagid, bot lo schusoy." If a person makes a generic announcement, there's a certain land, we don't know who it belongs to, if it's yours, come forward, that's okay. But if you're saying, if you don't come within 24 hours, you're going to lose your schos and it's going to be for sale. If you add that additional paragraph, that's also. Because there's an element of judgment here. Well, judging. If you're just proclaiming and announcing to the public, if it's yours, come forward. Full stop. That's fine. But if you're saying the addition also, if nobody comes, you're going to lose your right. Then there's a certain element of psak. There's a certain element of judgment, certain element of achra involved, and that's going to be also on Shabbos. Having said that, in Sifkoten nun, in Sifkoten nun dalet, he continues, it's still better not to do that. This can be announced in different manners, and therefore it's better to avoid that. If people do it, it's not best practice. The Ramah continues now, is to proclaim about wine on Shabbos is also too, but that's a sale, because it's like a sale. So what you're doing over here, Mishnah Berurah explains, Kotten und Herz follows Dainu. I'm saying, okay, Rabbi Yisai, I've got very good wine, what's a good wine? Pardon? Good wine? A good wine? Good red wine? Any names? You don't really drink. Who drinks? A bit of wine? Okay, my next door neighbor sells this wine. Now he's got, remember they had vineyards in their own, they were producing, manufacturing, processing the wines at home. And so, okay, this person says, okay, next door there, he's got very good wine, which is now available. He's got a few barrels full of wine, and it's available now, whoever wants can come. He says, Mutti, yes or no? So the Mutti, absolutely a crime. Of course, that's also because you're basically selling on Shabbos. It's Mecca, Chomemka, business transaction on Shabbos, which is also. So just to use the opportunity that there's a big turn up of Yidden on Shul on Shabbos, just to use that for promotion of your business, it's going to be also. And that's really what's happening. Okay. Now, see if that you dalet. Okay. Now we're going to the shalit that we mentioned earlier. Me sheinish sholcholoi shoytziyoi bitoi mi beisoi b'shabbos. Chas v'shalom. If the following happened, sholcholoi person was informed on Shabbos that his daughter was taken away on Shabbos from his house. Leoytziyoi mikral Yisrael to be kid. His daughter was. If somebody chalila finds out on Shabbos that his daughter was taken away on Shabbos, leoytziyoi mikral Yisrael she was. Taken away, to be taken away and grabbed from Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah, it is a mitzvah, losum ledech pa'amav, that's a way, you should hurry up, you should tie his shoes and hurry up, leshtatel batzoloso, to attempt and try to rescue her from the people who took her. V'yoytze, you can even go out, afilu mechotz l'msholosh pasos, we know, generally, you're not allowed to go beyond three pasos, yes, here, you're allowed to go outside of the tchum, outside of the three pasos even, you're allowed to go and get her, even if that includes Isuri Drabonon, you are allowed to mechal Shabbos, Drabonon at least, to get your daughter back if she was taken away. V'im loy boy, and if he doesn't want to go, Bezdin requires him to go and instructs him to go. If loy boy, Bezdin goes in the law, Bezdin will pass on him to go. So this, Rabbi said, is over here, an underlying yisoid over here. We're learning over here, there's a chiddush over here. The chiddush over here is that a person, I don't know if you found it a chiddush or not, why is he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for somebody else? By the way, what would be halacha if it's not his daughter? What if it's his niece? Same thing. What if it's second cousin twice removed? Same thing. Any yid. Okay? So bitoy, he doesn't mean bitoy. It just means that a person is allowed to mechal Shabbos for the sake of another yid who is in danger. In danger, not in physical danger, but in religious danger. However, so you can see where I'm going to. Tis of here, a massive chiddush of here. We're learning again. A person is allowed to mechal Shabbos to save somebody from religious danger. Can we rephrase this, please? Yeah? Exactly. What we're learning here is, we're learning that a person, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, he's allowed to mechal Shabbos for somebody else's Chil Shabbos. Oh, well, not Chil Shabbos. I mean, are we agreeing that it's not only for the fact that she's going? What if it's not only the fact that she's being pulled into another religion? I mean, what would be if it's not that bad? If it's just that they're taking her to do one Aveira and she'll be back tomorrow. What would be the halacha then? Good question. What if they just want to do one Aveira? They want to do one Avodah Zarah. Once. Shvichas Domim, once, I'm not loved after the Gimel Aveiros Chamuros. You know what? They want to do one Aveira with that. They want to once, whatever. Not Gimel Aveiros. And then tomorrow she's going to be back.
Yeah, but she might like doing that Aveira, and then she might continue afterwards. So better to stop her doing one Aveira.
In order to. So we're learning over here that a person is allowed to do one Aveira to save somebody else from another Aveira. Is that what we're saying? Let's see, because that, let's see if that fits. Sivkot nonvav, orcha de melzenokat, vuadinache, reshai lechal Shabbos, kede latzilo. It's not, it doesn't have to be his daughter. Any random person can go mechal Shabbos somebody else. Moisagotl from this great Issa. Vukolze meire she tzu einam yudi me beis oi beoines. This is only if it was grabbed away beoines. Valkeni tirolosun odech pom vlatzilo. And that's why, because it was beoines, it was against her wish, she was grabbed away. She was kidnapped, and that's why we're allowed to do that. The Kaimaloni may no pesha, because we paskin, if there was no pesha, if there was no negligence, chayav la'asa is isur azuta, person is obligated to do a small issa, kidei in order, shalasa chaver isur rabo. We're learning that a person is allowed to do a small issa to save somebody else from a great issa. Havalim posha, but if she intentionally did that, if she was just as involved, she intentionally did that, she said, oh, I don't care, let me do these averas. Then the halacha is ain doy laviyo lechal Shabbos avur. Even the father may not do averus for her. Chal Shabbos. Then oymir laodom chetek kedish kizik chavecha. Because there's a rule in the whole shas that ain oymir laodom chetek. We do not tell a person do an avera. Kedei in order she is kechavecha. Their friend will benefit from it. We're learning there's a rule in Shabbos. Pekinam is like a Shabbos is a rule. Ain oymir. We do not tell a person do an avera in order somebody else to benefit. We don't normally say that. Here we're learning. So the only difference, so the halacha is that it depends. If she's completely innocent and that was not her, because of her fault at all, then we will say be'oynas. Then we say okay, the oynas, you're allowed to do an avera for her sake. But if she's posha, then the rule applies of ein oydim ladum chatei kedish kizik chavecho. Yeah.
Well, she's posha, but she's a katana.
Good question. What? Good question. I imagine she will be classified as an oynas then, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Mishabun Sivkot Nun Zain mentions Yosef or Binyamin Yaakov. Heinu Avdiyesh, but the Isu de Reis, the Lezi Poskim, who are then in Mitzrayach, like Al Shabbos, and the Eze Melamites Melochis. Same will apply for Islamites Melochis, Gamkin Shapidomi. The Kashet Tomir is a das legamer, because we're talking about her going off completely. The Chal Shabbos Vatava with his Gilulim Kolemel. She's going to be over all the Averis for the rest of her lives. If we Chal Shabbos Pamachat, and if by us doing one Aver Chil Shabbos once, Niko is to result, it's considered a small Aver and negates against that. We're learning that it is kedai to do one small aveira in order to save her from a big aveira. So it's kedai to do one small aveira to save her from a big aveira.
Small aveira is
derbon. Yes, Mishabur, that certainly so. But the Mishabur seems to be learning that even if it is a deraisa compared to in this particular case, since we're talking about going off completely, even a deraisa will be considered isur zuta. So whilst generally we are mechalek between isur deraisa and derabonon, but over here we are saying that since we're talking about going off completely, we've been out to mechal Shabbos. Yeah, even deraisa. Yeah, this is very relevant also for the Kirov world. The Shulchan Aruch is very relevant. At times, people want to go into sometimes challenging situations, from a halachic perspective. And the reason why you're doing that is in order to make other people. I mean, it even goes into the shaila of going into places where there's no minion in order to make people. Doing other questionable things, which the agenda for you is clearly to bring people back to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. So one has to always investigate and think about this Shulchan Aruch over here, because generally we say ein omer l'adam chatei kedesh kli chavecho. We don't normally tell a person you do an avera for the benefit of somebody else. But here again, there's a distinction as to whether it's onus or posha, whether the people onus or posha, and if they're onus, then there's an argument to say that yes, if it's posha, if they're negligent, and that's when they ended up in a difficult position, then halacha is that we don't tell you do an avera for that person, it's his own fault, he shouldn't be negligent. But if that person was an onus, then it's an argument to say that we do say l'adam chetek edishi chavecho. That's what it appears from the Shulchan Aruch. Certainly with regards to the Rabbanon, slightly more question with regards to the Reise. Okay, this is the end of Simon Shin Vav. We'll start tomorrow Simon Shin Zayin. What we learned tonight, we spoke about about public proclamation on Shabbos or Shabbos Aveda, which is muta even if it's a mukta item. We spoke about stolen objects on Shabbos, which is allowed to announce on Shabbos too. Chalamei Tzibur, we spoke about, it's Tzorki Rabim. We spoke about not making a cherem on Shabbos, but cancelling the cherem on Shabbos. We spoke about sold land on Shabbos, when he's not allowed to say a psak about it, but just to publicly announce the fact that his land has gone to own that mutter on Shabbos. We learned about the wine, which is proper business dealings, to just say that wine is available for sale. That's certainly also on Shabbos. We spoke about somebody's daughter who went off, was kidnapped, to do Michal Shabbos for that person's sake, to get her back into Yiddishkeit, and is allowed to even do. Doesn't have to be your daughter, anybody, when is allowed to derise, and even a derise, or certainly a drabonon. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.